Well, probably one of my favorite Bible verses right here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 12 says, whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Well, friend, I hope you know the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, as your Savior and your Lord. That's 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. Well, happy Thursday to you this January 9th, 2020. So here's my question. How many times have you accidentally said 2019 or written down 2019? I don't think I've done that yet. At least I'm not aware of. Who knows? I could have been saying it a dozen times and not even know it. But yeah, here we are. It's 2020. Hope you're having a blessed week going on right now as we speak. It's the annual St. Joseph Township Swearingen Memorial Library Winter Used Book Sale going on now through the end of the month. They're accepting some donations of maybe books or DVDs or CDs for the next few days. And if you're interested, if you're looking for some books, they are not charging specific prices. All the items are for sale by donation. Pay what you want to pay. They got adult fiction, nonfiction, mystery, science fiction, Christian, children's, and everything in between. They got DVDs, videos, music CDs, audiobooks, large print books as well. And the sale will run during their normal library hours. Again, it's taking place at the St. Joseph Township Swearingen Memorial Library in St. Joseph, 201 North 3rd Street in St. Joseph. More details, by the way, just give them a call at 217-469-2159, 217-469-2159, or just visit their website at stjosephtownshiplibrary.info. That's St. Joseph Township Library .info. Well, here at Great News Radio, as you've heard us say a dozen or so times before, at least, that we are listener supported. We depend on friends like you who pray for us, who volunteer, but also financially contribute to this radio ministry. So as we begin this brand new year, could you help us start 2020 on the right foot? You can make your gift online safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And right there on the right-hand side of the website, just click donate. Or if it's easier for you, you can drop a check in the mail. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And from all of us here, thank you for just your generous support over the many, many years of this radio ministry. Well, we're going to take a look at the book of Matthew today and talking about our influence. You know, the Bible does tell us to be salt and light. And we're going to talk about that a little bit more from the book of Matthew on using our influence for the glory of God. That's coming up right after this here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
They are everywhere. All that we hear about is the gloom and despair. Too many would be prophets saying it's the end of it all. 'Cause Mother Earth can take much more. The hammer's gonna fall. So nature has its needs. Well, that's a lesson. Somehow survive, but Father Time is calling us to save somebody's life.
Well, that's a favorite right there. It's For Him Going Down Memory Lane and For Future Generations. I think I'm convinced that very few people in the world actually really like trail mix. I mean, we say we do, but most of us, I think, only eat trail mix for one reason, the M&Ms. Is that the truth? I mean, trail mix, they offer just a way of eating candy and feel healthy at the same time. I mean, really, they're all mixed together, aren't they? And friend, like a bag of trail mix, believers in Christ are mixed into the world. And like the candy in the trail mix, Christians must retain their distinctiveness, even while mixed into all kinds of life situations. You know, one thing about trail mix, though, even though all kinds of things are inside of it, they got peanuts, they got Chex and all of that stuff, they all end up tasting a little bit like chocolate, don't they? Because the sweetness has flavored everything else. And like that sweet chocolate, we aren't made to simply be in the mix of the culture. We are meant to influence the world around us. And so today we're talking about influence. So if you have your Bible, go ahead and turn, if you would, to Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to take a look at a few verses here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." Verse 14 of Matthew chapter 5, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So Jesus says here that we are the salt of the earth. You know, it's amazing. Salt does a few different things. One, it seasons. Salt
seasons. I mean, if you just put a pinch of salt on food, it's amazing how it brings out the flavor inside that food. It really does. Now, my family, they make fun of me when I do this, but whenever we go out to eat, I get a water with lemon, and I put just a pinch of salt in the water to bring out that lemon flavor. It's just weird. I know my family, they make fun of me about it. When we exert our influence in the world, we season the world with the gospel of Christ. I mean, think about this. Throughout history, we see how this has happened as followers of Christ have contributed to the overall good of cultures and society. Think about disaster relief ministries. Ministries like Samaritan's Purse, who does the shoebox ministry. I mean, God has used his people to extend his love to the world in amazing ways. We are salt, salt seasons, but also salt preserves. I mean, people in Jesus' day, they used salt to help preserve their food. I mean, they didn't have refrigerators like we have today. Salt kept the food from going bad. And it enabled it to last longer as well. So when we today exert our influence in everyday situations, we keep the world from getting worse than it already has. Think about this. Christians display integrity, goodness, honesty, and joy. And in doing so, we uphold a society which seems like it's getting lower and lower. Plus, also, salt not only seasons, it not only preserves, but it makes people thirsty. Salty food makes you crave water to quench your thirst. Now, in watering holes or bars, they have peanuts, salty peanuts, that is free right there on the table. Why? Because if you're going to eat it, it's going to make you thirsty, and therefore, it's going to make you buy something to drink. See, whether people sense it or not, they are thirsty, friend, for something more, aren't they? When Christians exert their influence and display the goodness and joy that we have in Christ, it salts the spiritual palate of everyone else. Have you ever been with another Christian and they have this joy? They have this peace in the midst of whatever it is they're going through? You know what I'm talking about? That's the type of joy. That's the type of salt we ought to be demonstrating. Making people thirsty, saying, you know what? What they have, I want. So Jesus says that you are the salt of the earth. But he also says in Matthew 5, verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 8, he says, I am the light of the world. But why did he choose to compare himself to light? Light. Now, consider the purpose of light. See, in that day and time, light wasn't meant to decorate houses like we do at Christmas time, right? Light was about utility and work. Only in the light can we really see and know the true nature of what's before us. See, when you light a lamp in a darkened room, you get immediate clarity. Without the light, mystery, apprehension, and maybe even fear controls the scene. Isn't that the truth? But light reveals, friend. It shows us the truth about what otherwise is hidden in the darkness, and that's what exactly Jesus does. He says, I am the light of the world, and he exposed of a lot of things. He exposed a lot of things that had been in the dark for a long time. He shined the light on the hypocrisy of the religious leaders of the day. He refused to accept the half-hearted devotion to God. He called sin, sin, and extended love and truth with his whole self. And like him, his followers, that's us, are meant to light the world and to light it brightly. With light comes truth. And you and I both know truth is not always comfortable, right? I mean, when you hear the truth of, or when you step on the scale It tells you the truth of how much you weigh, and that is not always comfortable, is it? See, being the light of the world means we must stand for truth even when others pressure us not to do so. That's the hard part. Jesus was the light, and it cost him his life. So we shouldn't be surprised when being the light costs us something as well. Jesus warned against the temptation to dampen the bright light within us because he says, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand. And it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Friend, we're all mixed together in this world, which means everyone has a chance to influence somebody else. So the question is, how will we use those opportunities we've been given?
Lost in utter darkness.
It's Lifeway Worship, come thy fount of every blessing. Fred, if you missed any of today's program, or if you want to re-listen to it or encourage a friend to tune in and be blessed by today's program, go back and listen through our archive section at our website, greatnewsradio.org. And you can always connect with me anytime, Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones and kind of nurture this little head cold that I feel coming on. In the meantime, just remember that you are salt, friend. You are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.
Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O thou of God, I come, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, whose blood can cleanse each spot.